Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning and welcome to Peace Lutheran Church. Welcome to those who are in person this morning here in the sanctuary. Also a special welcome to those who are tuning in here live with us or later in the day perhaps. But it is just great to gather here as God's people to sing songs, to pray, and to hear what God would have us for today. When you hear someone say, "I'm watching you," is that a positive thing or a negative thing? So like when the doctor says, "I'm going to be keeping watch over you over the next year," that's not such a positive thing. It means they're kind of watching over us to see what's going to happen with our health. Or when the teacher says, when a test is given and handed out to the students, "I'm going to be watching you." Is that positive or negative? Probably negative. Or when a parent says to their child, "I've got my eyes on you." Yeah, exactly. That's what we think of when someone says, I'm watching you. So when we hear today in our gospel text, but also when we say it oftentimes at church, Jesus is watching us, you might think, oh no, what is he going to see? What is he going to think? But that's not what that means. When Jesus is watching us, it is a great comfort. It is a care. And we're going to hear about how Jesus was watching his disciples all the way on top of a mountain. Imagine someone watching someone from Mary's Peak and looking down and seeing us. That is what happens with Jesus as he's on a mountain and he looks down and sees his disciples out on the sea. And it brings great comfort to know that Jesus is watching and caring and knowing their every concern. And so also it is here at Peace. When we say Jesus is watching us, it means we have a God that is watching us, knows our concerns and our struggles. We're going to hear that today with the fifth miracle, the fifth sign of Jesus in John chapter 6. Before we begin our worship, however, there are some announcements to share. The first would be, the next few Wednesdays, we have some important connecting opportunities with worship and Bible study this Wednesday, which I believe is February 23rd. This Wednesday is an opportunity at 10 a.m. to gather for a Bible study in the fellowship hall. We usually have six or seven people. It's time to gather around God's Word and study. That text is going to be, that we're going to look at, is Hebrews chapter 3, verses 1 through 6. You're welcome to come. And then the next Wednesday, believe it or not, is the very beginning of the Lent season. And that season is kicked off with Ash Wednesday worship. We'll have the imposition of ashes on foreheads, and we'll be doing Hold an Evening Prayer that evening. That's Wednesday, March 2nd at 6:30 p.m. All of our services in the season of Lent, that midweek service opportunity, they're at 6:30 p.m. leading up to Holy Week in the middle of April. And then finally, just another note, too, about our flowers here this morning. Today, our flowers are from Jeanette Payne. We'll have a moment in our prayers to recognize a couple big things that happened this last week. We've had a woman named Georgette on our prayer list. You may have been praying for Georgette. We got news on Monday, Valentine's Day, that Georgette passed away. She died at the age of 49. However, the family, Joe and Jeanette, had a great-grandson that was born on the same day. What, say it again, Jeanette?
Great-granddaughter.
Sorry. Thank you for correcting me. A great-granddaughter was born, and her middle name is Georgette. So the flowers are in honor of both Georgette and the gift of a great-granddaughter to the Paynes as well. So I think that does it for our announcements. Is there anything else that needs to be shared this morning in our announcements? I'll give an update on Wally with our prayers. Thank you for praying for Wally. He did have an improving day yesterday, which is very good. And, you know, the expectation is that he will keep improving. There is an unknown infection in his body, though, that they just have not targeted yet, that we really need to cover that whole process in our prayers. So I'll update a little bit more in our prayers today. Hopefully you received the communion package on your way in. We are celebrating Holy Communion and the fact that God is with us in a real tangible way in the gift of his son's body and blood. Okay, I think that does it for our announcements here this morning. Very thankful for our musicians leading us this morning. Callie is singing, leading us, and then Colleen Schultz is playing on the piano. Thank you for being here with us, leading us.